Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind takes first base on ball four. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Funk moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lind is called out on strikes. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball towards right. Rice settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rice. Myatt moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Hudlin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hudlin moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Funk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lind misplays the ball. That's an error on Lind. McManus moves to second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-2 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus moves to third. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Fothergill moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-2 in the game. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin spins and fires to second, with Lind covering, and Fothergill is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Johnson now playing left field. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-2 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Funk. Hudlin reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-2 in the game. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Funk hits a line drive towards right. Porter catches it, throws to Lind, who relays to second to get Hargrave, who can't get back to the bag on time. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Porter reaches second base with a double. Averill goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Tigers. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Gehringer scores. McManus goes all the way around to score. Alexander moves to third. It's 5-2, Tigers. Milt Schaffner now pitching. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt fires to third and picks off Alexander. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Fock pinch hits for Carl Lind. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Milt Schaffner. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Hargrave settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Hargrave. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer catches it and throws to first to double up Burnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Pete Appleton now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Funk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Alexander reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Averill hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.